get better than 6-2, maybe. Well, she might be 6-3.
So I think that's definitely going to be a point, but what do you think, Daniel? We'll definitely have fast advantage to the Ugly Duckling tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Harbor Beach is going to have to really get in there and box out and get Eliza to be able to control the boards all night.
And I think one of the big keys to the game is for Harbor Beach. They got to come out with a quick start and use the time of power to their advantage, the length and overwhelming effect that it has, and keep the fans in the game. They can't afford to know all that first service. And look at that, everyone's the tip, which is half the price.
Very easy.
But we'll be going from left to left and right to right, I can tell you, on the board of broadcast, which the only thing we hear about that will be at home is mental errors. That was one of the issues you guys back at the game. You know, everybody we had in Cruise 1, the first 15 were very, very slow. They couple, unfortunately, you have a beaver's mat. On your dial at home, or at whatever you're listening to in your truck, your vehicle, broadcast will be going from right to left, and they're waiting for him. Defense will be going from left to right, and they're waiting with Brad Trim. And up to the right-hand side of the left, three stacks, and right now by Sandman, no good. Sandman, no good. Rebound controlled by Hampton, he gets out of back to Sorensen. Sorensen's at his best, tries to go down in the middle, into the paint, throws it away.
So another turnover for Ugly.
Gotta have spacing. 15 to 17.
He feeds it inside, but can't get it. Throw back up to the top to Sorensen. Swings it over to the right to Kraft. Kraft bounce pass inside. Sorensen goes up with a hook shot. No good. And goes left and out of bounds. That was going to say 2-3. 5-4
2-2-1.
2-2-1.
They're backing it up now.
Moved by Seaman down low, just wasn't able to go in. I think the training security is going to be a threat in these next few years.
Well, that's a great job, his body. He's not that tall, really, for a postman to use his body so well.
Cry to left front up there at the glass and lays it in. Couldn't have a one to go. Never beats with the bird. Seaman up the fast and just in time. Go through the tight off the target. From the other bench around the army. We're at 4-42 to go here in the first quarter. And now we're going to talk to you in the next class. They're going to make a good one. Stand a wall on fire on the left hand. Stand a shot because everybody puts it right back in. And left hand is 6 points for the back count. 3-6-2.
And our points are in the paint.
Yes, that's one thing that Harbor Beach is going to have to do. They're going to have to stop the points in the paint.
And we didn't get to go over it before the game got started here because they started real quick and a little bit quicker than they had told us they were going to start. But one of the keys to the game tonight for Harbor Beach was the fact that Gurkovich needs to drive it into the paint a little bit more. It might be so dish helping. He just took it in there and he managed to get Cleary to reach in for him. So Brett Cleary is going to pick up his first team foul. We just had a lane violation called, so I believe he's only going to get
one
set, right, because Harbor Beach saw a guy pull out of the lane to come talk to Rubel. So
Stalker Cody stepped up to win his spot with the violation. His spot was making it 6-3. Bobcats with the lead on the ball. He takes the long three. It's no good. Lot of time. Rebound control by Sorensen. Sorensen with the push up the court, but he doesn't have numbers. He throws him to the right side to Hanson. Blocks the Sorensen. And Lafayette comes in for the line. It comes with a chip there. He's going to be right under the ground. And he rolls on me. And it's behind the player control foul. So he's going to pick up the second foul. Eli Cross takes the ball right here in front of us. This is nice to be in the Harbor Beach. We're right at the scorer's table. You got a good view along between the bounces. Part of the action. Sorensen tries to go bust on it. My boy is covered by Rob. He throws it back up to the top to Cross. Cross comes up to the penalty. Open it up. Takes him left. Goes right. Chopped up. And the defense, he gets off him. He both comes to the right. The Sorensen his shot. No good. Rebound control by Clapham, but it's 6-9. Cross shoots the three. It's no good. But Jordan Swayman has it both from behind, but it's always just going to be going on here.
Number 12, I think they're coming in for the Pirates.
The Pirates are going to be a phone stop and not trying to kind of shut.
No, but I'm just going to get off a little bit to Camille and I'm back there. He's touching that ball just inside this part of England here up front. He's not going to get any punch there. And they turn that three. And the 3-3-20 to go in the first quarter. Bobcats with the lead. Hunter with the court ball. Big shot by Sorensen was, Sorensen was no good. Rebound control by Beachcomb. It's going to be a dead ball.
Number 10, Brandon Glazer coming in for Aubley.
And the possession area is going to give the ball to Harbor Beach. So Harbor Beach is going to get it underneath. Seaman goes up to the ball. Right move out of the side of him. He starts to walk it on that round top. Walk that down to the ball at the top of the key. And he's going to do a three on the ball at the top of the key, but he's dragged down on the back wall. Offensively, he made a nice turnaround jump shot. Round top, Spadell, with the three back up the lead. Mayor looking to pay. Is he out of crowd? Out of crowd. That is no good. Man, rebound at the clear. Clear sees it up to left side. Left side by the left. Beats the pass and misses it.
You're stuck with the same company till spring? Think again. Kohler Propane can switch out your tank this winter with very little interruption to your heating service. Now's the time to step up to the local company and support our thumb area businesses. If you want great pricing and impeccable service, make the switch to Kohler Propane, serving the entire thumb area with offices in Bad Axe, Memphis, and Brown City. Call 1-888-950-7975. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
As an independent insurance agent, why do I work with Auto Owners Insurance? Because they believe in the same things I do. Trust, honesty, service. That's why J.D. Power & Associates ranked Auto Owners highest in customer satisfaction with auto insurance claims 3 years in a row. For home, life, auto, and business insurance, turn to Auto Owners. Promises made, promises kept.
For award information, visit jdpower.com.
Hi, I'm Sean McVay from the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
A lot has changed since 1948. A loaf of bread was only 14 cents, and gasoline, a mere 16 cents a gallon. But one thing that has stood the test of time is at Ramsey Funeral Home, it's still our family serving yours. Spanning 63 years and three generations, Ramsey Funeral Home has been there for you and your loved ones when it's needed the most. Check us out online to view obituaries 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at RamseyFH.com. Once again, that's RamseyFH.com. You can also take a virtual tour of our facilities or read our story of three generations at Ramsey Funeral Home. That's RamseyFH.com.
Ramsey Pier, home of Harbor Beach. Our family serving yours since 1948. www.